When Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo came into office in January of last year, he said he had never heard of Project Lifesaver.
I started to field calls from some of my residents asking if we were involved in Project Lifesaver. And I said, Project Lifesaver? I had no idea what it was. Made some inquiries to DCJS, and they said that there was a program available that they were going to have some training for throughout the year. Well, it's here.
Project Lifesaver is a service that allows trained law enforcement officers to track and locate missing people wearing a specialized bracelet, similar to equipment researchers use to track animals. Project Lifesaver CEO and founder Gene Saunders said the technology was first put to the test when he was working as an officer in Virginia to locate a man with dementia.
So we roll into the neighborhood, and as I'm approaching the house, I turn on the radio receiver, and the most wonderful sound I ever heard came across that receiver, and the officers that train with us will tell you a chirping is a great sound because you know you have locked into their frequency and their transmission. We located this gentleman in 1.5 minutes.
The company has partnered with New York to provide 21 county sheriffs with the technology used to locate wandering individuals with autism, Alzheimer's, and other cognitive disabilities. Saratoga, Fulton, Montgomery, Rensselaer, Washington, Broome, and Herkimer counties are among the 21, joining 27 other counties already using the technology. Counties will receive the technology free of charge. The state is using $253,000 from the Missing and Exploited Children Special Reserve Fund. In addition, the state is holding training sessions for the equipment throughout the state, including Thursday in Saratoga County. Joanna Sullivan is Director of the Office of Public Safety at the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services. DCJS is home to the state's Missing Persons Clearinghouse, which issues missing child and missing adult alerts.
Last year, of the 5 children alerts that we had, 4 of them were for children with cognitive impairments who will be benefiting from this program today.
Jackie Roberts, who is joined by her family, including her son Ryan, who has autism and is nonverbal, was pleased her home county would be receiving the Project Lifesaver equipment.
There's a whole gamut of, I think, emotions that really come through when your child is first diagnosed with autism. Biggest thing comes to the forefront, fear. Fear for their safety from a standpoint of, are they going to go somewhere? Are they going to get hurt?
Bert Brodsky, founding chairman of the Alzheimer's Association of America, presented Project Lifesaver with a check for $12,500 to cover the cost of 50 more devices for law enforcement agencies.
I'm a parent and a grandparent. As I told Jackie, that there's no other feeling than to protect your own child. And to be able to provide funds for 50 more of these devices to protect your child. Ryan, your parents love you, and Jackie, I know how you feel, because I'm a parent and grandparent.
New agencies will each receive 13 transmitters and tracking devices. Existing agencies will receive 11 new transmitters. Reporting from Ballston Spa, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.